now it's time to continue our conversation, or perhaps start it for you. This may be the first time today you've had an opportunity to catch up with what we do here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's an effort to stimulate you as much as anything else, have a little fun. But even when you have fun, it is stimulation. Joining us for his weekly visit is Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R. You can go to his website, drjkumar.com, and find out all kinds of things. No trash talk at Dr. Jay's website. Just things that will help you make it through the day, through the week, through the month, through your life. We were talking earlier about how people are changing and adapting. So many people are doing such a great job of changing and adapting to their reality. And that's something that we all can apply to ourselves if we choose to. You can apply, you take the ball as it gets thrown at you, and you duck, you get hit, or you hit it. One or the other, that's the way it works. The ball's
absolutely
coming in your direction.
You got the,
right?
Totally on the money on that, Doug. You know, I want to say I commend all of you out there who are making change in your life and really making the really empowered choices to, in your life, to really have a healthy, happy, good day, good month, good life in general.
That's what all of us
are trying to, you know, share with you, is how you can really be live to the full potential of who you are and manifest your happiness, your joy, health and well-being, and all aspects of your life.
Used to be, the reference was, Jay, to Manifest Destiny, the American Manifest Destiny. Well, you have a Manifest Destiny, and we actually are all connected. There's an interesting theory. Richie and I have been talking about this as it relates to the new Kiefer Sutherland television show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you...
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to watch it on Hulu probably this week.
Yeah, I was saying, but you can watch it on the Fox website as well. So what really happens here in this theory of connectivity, we think about that when it comes to electricity or something like that, but in a sense, this is because it is about an autistic child. So much autism today, so maybe there's a connection. Here we have Kiefer Sutherland is a father who has an autistic child, and he's trying to deal or understand how this child connects. And apparently, Richie has sent me a number of bits and pieces of this, because I didn't get a chance to see it last night, including the connection with the Fibonacci code. You know that?
Yeah, mathematical code.
Yeah. So how does that work? And take us through from your perspective.
Man, you're asking the $64,000 question. Like, what is consciousness over here? Like, the nature reality.
Well, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah, it is. I'm so grateful that you asked that question, because I actually love to talk about this topic. In fact, for those of you just who don't know, my doctoral PhD work actually is in consciousness studies and neuroscience, and looking to see how the brain works and how we perceive reality and consciousness. And there are so many great, fantastic ideas and thoughts coming out from different disciplines, from neuroscience, quantum mechanics, even philosophy and spirituality, that are really beginning to advance a whole new way that we as humans are, engage and understand what the nature of reality is and consciousness is. And here's the fundamental thing. You have to understand that humans have evolved over the course of, hundreds of thousands of years. Our brains have also evolved. But here's the thing we're just beginning to understand, is consciousness also begins to evolve and change as we adapt to our reality. And there's a really powerful theory coming out in the world from quantum physics and quantum mechanics, which you just alluded to, Doug, which actually validates and underscores this deep sense that everything is interconnected. Past, present, future. There's no such thing as past, present, future. Everything's all interconnected into what we call, multidimensional time or multidimensional reality. And so it's a hard thing for us to get our minds around, because our minds are so conditioned to seeing the world through this limited view.
That's the word.
You are
limited.
Exactly describing this scene between Kiefer Sutherland, going to the character played by Danny Glover, who understands what Kiefer Sutherland's autistic son is seeing. He says he doesn't see what you and I see. It's a beautiful thing that he sees. He sees the past, the present, and the future, and how it's all connected through the Fibonacci code, which is a mathematical theory which connects everything in nature.
So would people who are understanding of zeros and ones, who are computer people, understand this better than people who don't understand that?
All you need to do is look at a pine cone or a pineapple or a flower.
Or a sunflower.
To understand
like
it.
Snowflakes.
Snowflakes. There's an elegant mathematical beauty in nature, and that's the Fibonacci sequence. What this is, if you look at a sunflower, the spirals of a sunflower, the spirals of like the Milky Way galaxy, the spirals of the DNA, the spirals of seashells, there's the same mathematical formula that's in there.
Well, if you look at our bodies, they're made up of cells, and the molecular structure of water is one thing, and oil is another thing, and each oil has a different molecular structure.
So does the Fibonacci code go down to the molecular structure, Jay?
You know, I'd be really curious to think to maybe do some research into that, maybe some findings into that. But from my understanding, the DNA, the spirals of the DNA, I believe follow that Fibonacci sequence. But I do know that the human body, proportionally, if you look at the ratio of the arms and the limbs to the torso, there's that whole sequence that's there as well. So, you know, the Fibonacci sequence, which is so amazing, it happens on the galactic level. If you see the spiral of the Milky Way galaxy, it happens perhaps on the subatomic DNA genetic level, and it happens all throughout nature. And that's just one example of how interconnected things are.
Well,
but I haven't seen the show yet, but I'm really looking forward to seeing it now that you've kind of sparked my interest in it.
What appears to me to be a mainstay of this philosophy, the connectedness is one thing for sure. I think it goes maybe more deeply than that if people could wake up to it. We seem to be floating.
I mean, simply,
some people are floating away from it rather than understand we are all connected. There is. I had this conversation with somebody, was it yesterday or the day before? Yesterday. Where was I? Yes. Oh, I know. I was sitting getting my EECP treatment, and the guy who was working on me was an Egyptian. And he was a Christian, and the Muslims have run all the Christians out of Egypt, so he and his family came over here 14, 15 years ago. And here's a guy who's a doctor, hasn't got a license to practice in America, so he runs the heart monitor thingamabubber in this clinic. And we were talking about how we were all connected, how we were all one, really, and how this has been one of the big struggles for people who understand it. I didn't have any idea what Kiefer Sutherland's show was about until Richie talked to me about it this morning. But here's this guy who came from Egypt, who wanted to talk about how much together we really all are. And it was fascinating to get, you know, most people have an idea of Egyptians being, you know, bloodthirsty Muslims. That's the way they're depicted.
That's stereotype, right. That's
right.
From our limited consciousness, that's what we perceive. You know, this dichotomy of us versus them.
Yeah.
And everything, when it comes down to it, you, me, everyone across the planet, you know, even like the sunflowers, the trees, the galaxy, everything is energy.
Well, we were talking about how there is infinite reason, was the word he used. I use intelligence, force, whatever, but there's an undeniable connection.
Well,
and it is so penetrating, it's hard for the human brain
and that's
to wrap
the basis
itself
of this
around
show.
This. Yeah.
Much like a pine cone has a mathematical rhythm to it, okay, as far as or a flower, the petals go out in a rhythm, and there's a seashell or whatever it is. People are connected the same way, and this kid is able to connect people to events and warn Kiefer Sutherland about an event that is going to affect people. And so if you think about that, if you look at a pine cone, a flower, a pineapple, the solar system, whatever it is, and you lay to reason that there is this mathematical equation, there's proof. You look at it, it's there. Why wouldn't it be connected to us as well?
Right. Yeah. Right. You know, we think of ourselves as just being physical bodies, just that have matter.
Just roaming in the middle of time and space.
Hmm. Precisely. And that's only due to the fact that we see the world through our limited consciousness.
Right.
And if you believe in the theory of consciousness, which is being advanced by different disciplines from neuroscience, even from the quantum physics field, consciousness is something that's a field. We really live in a field of energy and consciousness. And I'd love to share with you a nice analogy, and I don't know if I have time before the break.
No, let's hold on. The analogy comes up in a few minutes. I will give you something else to think about. For those of us who are in touch with those who no longer breathe the air on the planet, they had energy before they were alive, they had energy during their lives, and they have energy now. So those who poo-poo the ability that you may have to discuss things, hear things, be with those who are in the so-called dead realm, it is absolutely, positively something that makes nothing but sense. It really, I mean, I can't tell how many conversations I've had with Tony since she lost her ability to breathe on this planet. And it really is. It's something that people say that you're cuckoo because they don't get it. They don't understand it. 18 past the hour, Dr. Jay Kumar here on Good Day.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
I couldn't see them in my house, but they were there. Dust, mold, pet dander, and even pollen. They made me sneeze, they made my nose run, and they made my eyes itchy and watery. They made me miserable. But that was before Allegra. After Allegra, it was like all those indoor allergens moved out.
Only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief of your toughest indoor allergies.
And it relieves my outdoor allergies, too.
Among OTC-branded antihistamine, starts working in hour one. Applies to first dose only. Use as directed. Learn more at Allegra.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Multivitamin, but your needs have changed? Now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom,
your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
The state of the union that really matters, the state of your consciousness, and how that unites with the rest of your being. That's sort of where we are here at this hour of Good Day, 21 after the hour, in fact.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is great stuff. It is, in fact, Mr. Big Stuff. This is Rhoda's favorite song because she loves that guy, Mr. Big Stuff.
This is how Doug is known at, what is it?
Tom Parsons.
Tom Parsons, bestfriends.com.
I'm Mr. Doug calls, Big Stuff.
They put him on hold and they say, it's Mr. Big Stuff on the line.
Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? Huh. All right. Now we're going to get your love. Gene Knight, born this date 69 years ago, so we wish her a happy birthday. Anne Jeffries, who was an early star, born this date 1923, so she's still around. She's 91 years old. She was in Dick Tracy, the original version of it in the 40s. She was on General Hospital for a long, 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 long time. So happy birthday to her. Actress Joan Leslie, who was first in Yankee Doodle Dandy and a lot of movies of that ilk back in the 40s and 50s. Her birthday this date, 1925. I got that. Okay, next up is Lucinda Williams. I don't know this song. Don't know her. You know anything about this woman?
I've heard of her a little bit. Don't know a whole lot about her. Pretty well known in, I guess, the
R&B.
No, it's more the country thing, I think.
Yeah, okay. She's 59 anyway.
Okay.
Mary Murphy, the actress from Carrie and Houdini and 40 Pounds of Trouble. You'd recognize her if you saw her. Born on this day, happy birthday to her. Robert George Euchre's birthday is today.
Ah, Bob Euchre.
Baseball catcher from Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Atlanta. Was in the Major League Series and is a well-known sportscaster. Still does the Milwaukee games. Is absolutely terrific.
He's hysterical.
What a character.
We had him on the show five, six, seven, 8 years ago. He is hysterical.
Scott Glenn, character actor, mostly in macho movies like The Hunt for Red October. He was the captain, Silence of the Lambs. He was in that. Silverado. Was he a bad guy in that? I can't remember. Was he a good guy or a bad guy? He was in The Right Stuff. That was a good role.
Yeah.
The Right Stuff. Angela Davis, who was a famous civil rights activist and teacher in San Francisco. Her birthday is today as well. We have Anita Baker's birthday, Richie.
Oh, wait a minute. You skipped one.
I did. I skipped Eddie Van Halen. Good heavens. How can I do that?
Not going to let you.
That's it. From the group Van Halen, he owns the recording studio known as 5150. What's the significance of that? Did I know that?
Significant? I do not know. It was the name of one of their albums, but I've heard this backstory on 5150, and I cannot remember it right now, but it's the name of one of their albums.
Okay. Isn't he around going around with...
They're touring right now, and yeah. I will go see them, and I'm sure it will cost me an arm and a leg.
Good for you, Richard. Yeah. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Now, Anita Baker's turn. How am I doing my act today? Anita Baker is 54. Charles Gillingham, who is the keyboardist for Counting Crows.
Good band.
52 today. And then there's Ellen DeGeneres, with whom we celebrate, Emmy Award-winning writer and star of a couple of different programs, including her own. She does a lot of voice work. She was one of the voices in Finding Captain Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Nemo.
Not Captain Nemo. Just Nemo, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Wasn't there a movie Captain Nemo?
There was, but it's not this movie.
Okay. Thank you, Richard, for correcting.
No problem.
Tom Kiefer from Cinderella, 51 today. Have a
nice
birthday to
80s glam band.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky, the hockey player's birthday is today. Andrew Ridgely, who is the less famous half of the group Wham with George Michael. He's 49 today. And then there's Sarah Rue, who is Brenda on Rules of Engagement. All right, so that's our birthday list. If today happens to be your birthday, any happy returns of the day, from the day, for the day, from the Doug Steffen Good Day Gang, 28 after the hour.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. Including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Alright, so we have the ingredients for more great discussion. Conversation is king on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We have a variety of things that are aimed at interesting the variety of folks who are from different parts of the country, from different age groups and religious backgrounds, political philosophies. We can all come together if we understand this simple platform that we are on. It's getting simpler and simpler all the time. As we dig into what reality is, we find out things like the Fibonacci code that is what applies to this new television show. Kiefer Sutherland is in with Danny Glover about the autistic child and how they are, how the youngster is able to see things. What did Danny Glover explain? Past, present, and future.
Right.
That's how the connection. We all are so connected, and I've been saying this for the last 25 years since I learned it, frankly. And it's people, you know, there's a fear here, Jay. Dr. Jay Kumar is with us, who has an analogy for us. But I thought we'd spend a moment talking about fear and how people who are, they need to be connected to something. What they don't realize is we're all connected to everything. So they want to be connected to a political party. They want to be connected to a religion. Or they want to be connected to a group that is socially interested in football. Or but yet, when you get right down to brass tacks, this is why all of, this is what makes fighting so unintelligent. So
Yeah.
I mean, it really
fear is just an emotion that perpetuates separation and fragmentation from, you know, preventing you from experiencing life in its fullness and its wholeness. That's really the bottom line of it. You know, and when we when we reside in this place of fear, we really are perpetuating the illusion of separation, the illusion that it's us versus them, that, you know, I'm better than you are, you have less value than I do. And something I talked about before the break is that, you know, the theme that, you know, we're advancing to all of you is that everything's interconnected. And I would love to share with you a great quote and also share with you an analogy of how you can really kind of wrap your mind around this whole idea how everything's interconnected and the nature of consciousness. And the first, I'm going to share with you this quote. It's by Max Planck, who's a Nobel Prize winning founder. Many people say he's the father of quantum physics. And he has this great quote I want to share with you. And he says, all matter originates and exists only by virtue of a force. We must assume behind this force the existence of a conscious and intelligent field and mind. This field is the matrix of all matter, all energy, and all thought.
Thus the reference to the matrix that Uri Geller makes all the time, that Jay makes, and Richie's getting in on the program as well. It isn't that you're bad if you don't think this way. It's just we're trying to make it simple. So
we're
you
trying
understand,
to broaden your mind.
Well, how fruitless it is to fight about things, especially when you see there are more and more people here, and there's more and more to deal with, food, water, the egos of people who want to be in control versus those who are kind of just there. Do you know what I mean?
So I'm going to share with you a really great analogy that hopefully will kind of help all of you out, you know, all of you out there kind of get a sense of what we're talking about and kind of maybe visualize this. And I also want to mention, I just mentioned to Richie, I just posted on my Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook page and linked it to the Good Day Show, a blog piece entitled Science, Spirituality, and the Meaning of Life, which kind of gives a little more tidbits of information you can check out on your own, also on my website, drjkumar.com. So, but here's this great analogy. If you remember from your science class, there is this thing called the EM field. It's called the electromagnetic field. And without getting into too much bogged down to the science behind it, we basically know that the EM field, or this electromagnetic field, consists of different wavelengths or frequencies. So there's visible light, there's radio waves, there's X-rays, there's gamma rays, you know, the whole spectrum, if you will. But here's the thing, which is really interesting. If you were to take, you know, just as if you can think about this, if you were to take the entire length of the EM field and have that be the entire distance of the United States from, say, L.A. to New York, visible light, which is part of that whole EM field, which is what our human brain processes, I'd like for you to venture and guess what portion of that entire EM field, which we're saying as an analogy is the entire length of the United States, what portion of that is visible light that our consciousness and our mind perceives?
Any so idea? Is it real or is it Memorex? Is that what you're asking?
No, what I'm
imagining, I mean, that's really kind of it, isn't it?
What I'm saying is, like, if you were to take the entire length of the EM field, which is real. It's a real
thing. The electromagnetic field. That runs from the North Pole to the South Pole, right?
Right, yep.
Precisely. And so that whole field, if you were to imagine or maybe kind of visualize that it's the length of the United States.
Okay, New York to L.A., right?
New York to L.A. What portion of that distance is visible light that we perceive?
It could be the whole distance.
It's actually 1 inch.
If you take
the entire length of the United States, that being the entire electromagnetic field.
Call me stupid. I don't get it. I'm going to represent the stupid people.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Actually, I don't get it either.
Because I think we can see light from the North Pole to the South Pole with the exception of at the very top where it's...
What are we seeing when we see the moon? Or in the bright sky, Venus is extraordinarily bright in the sky.
Our human perception and our brain only perceives 1/4 billionth of what's out there.
Wow.
Right.
1/4 billionth.
This is your theory that you had a few
months ago. Yeah, right. No, I didn't get it. I got this theory from Jay. This wasn't my theory.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is like something which we know from quantum, from science.
Which I felt, Jay. I don't believe this theory.
Well, you don't have to believe it. That doesn't mean anything.
Well,
what does that mean?
If we only know 1/4 billionth of all of that goes on, how do we figure out that we only know 1/4 billionth of all that goes on?
Right, right. Well, according to our limited, according to our state of science right now, we know that the entire EM field consists of different frequencies of energies. Light is one of those energies. Our human eyes, our human brain can only pick up and perceive 1/4 billionth as of now, what we know of the EM field. That's all we can perceive in our human consciousness. The analogy I'm getting at is that if our human brain only perceives that 1/4 billionth as reality, like what we can touch, taste, feel, and see and smell as a reality, we're missing out on 99.99% of what else is out there.
So therefore, if we did know it, it would be easier for us to understand in an allegorical sense, what it is that we'd be able to understand what we don't understand. That is, this whole business we're talking about. I was going to call it the Fakaktia code.
Fibonacci code.
Yeah. Right. But we don't, and therefore the conversation ends because we don't understand. Therefore, we can't understand. It's difficult for us to understand what you're saying because we just don't understand.
The Fibonacci code to me makes sense because it's simple to follow.
It's mathematical.
It's mathematical.
Right.
It's 1 plus 1 equals 2. 1 plus 2 equals 3. 2 plus 3 equals 5. And so on and so on and so on. Yeah. 3, 5 is 8.
Right. That's, well, I guess, you know.
And then you look at a pine cone and you see that and you're like, okay, I make the connection here.
Right. Right. You know, what I'm saying, it really is very theoretical, but there are actually applications to this. If we can begin to perceive everything as interconnected, which is kind of like what we've been talking about to all of you today, if you can begin to see everything around you, all physical matter, as just energy, you then begin to broaden your consciousness. So if right now most humans perceive reality as at 1/4 billionth of what's really out there.
Can I try something, Jay? I understand what you're saying, and I hope everybody else does too. Let me throw a couple of things at you that aren't part of the human condition with most people. There's two considerations here. The Genome Project, that's about, 20 years old, brought us around to thinking because it was scientifically shown, demonstrated, proven, that we are all basically the same. We have the same basic components, that is, human life. Now, what I think is better about this conversation is we're going a step or two further than that, maybe many steps beyond that, to connect all life. So, when you think, and this is the best example I can come up with because it means something to me. When you hear the stories about how animals are slaughtered, what they go through, a cow going through the chute and either being shot in the head or whacked with a...
What does help you with the animal slaughtered bit this past?
Because I'm horrified when I see what happens to these animals who are part of our... We're connected. We are also... When somebody cuts the throat of a cow and then takes a chainsaw to it, cuts its head off, and cuts it in four pieces...
Yeah, but it's been going on since the beginning of time.
So what? That doesn't mean it's right. That's the whole idea.
Carnivores. That's how we're created.
No,
part of the universe that you're discussing.
That's how we're created.
That's what you think. I don't happen to agree. I think we have become that way. We had to do it because of survival, but we don't have to do it now.
I didn't see cavemen eating fruits and berries. I saw them going out there cutting up gazelles.
You're around as a caveman.
The original
cavewoman, ladies and gentlemen. Roberta Frasinelli.
Maybe I think reconciling what Roberta and Tucker are saying, humans have been consuming animals and hunting them for, hundreds of thousands of years. I think what Doug's getting at is that the manner in which they're killed now is a bit inhumane.
I think we are beings that are connected. We just think we're smarter and better than they are because we figured out how to kill them. If the situation were reversed, they could kill us and eat us.
And that is any more humane, the way they kill us and eat us?
I didn't say it was. I'm just saying the whole thing is the way a lion would
kill condemned prisoners is humane?
All right.
No, of course not.
And the way we've done it over hundreds of thousands of years is humane?
What's the point? You're making the point. The point is, all that stuff is wrong.
It's not that it's wrong. It's not right or wrong.
It is wrong. Go ahead.
It's what is.
I'm the host. You're wrong. It's wrong. Go ahead. Keep going, Jay.
Send me the checks.
Doug has veto power on anything that he says. So, like, he's the king of the show.
So, Jay, let me pose this question to you, though.
Absolutely.
It would seem to me that at some point in time that humans have roamed this earth, that one person would have seen, if we only see 1/4 billionth of everything that is, that one person would see 1/1 billionth, a whole lot more than the rest of us. And that person could go, like, walk in and they could just, like, disappear and then show up in another place, you know, materialize in another place in, like, a matter of seconds. Or they could make things float.
Beam me up, Richie.
Yeah, do something like that. How come that one person who sees 1/100 billionth of all that is hasn't shown themselves?
We don't know. Well, maybe this is what this TV show is all about, which are, you know, the show Touch, is that this kid, he's seeing the world in reality from a more expanded, you know, from the, greater than 1/4 billion.
You make a great point. So
this kid is actually now demonstrating that there is something else out there.
So we look at autism as a mental disability, where actually it might be they're superhuman.
We just don't understand it. There are many theories out there. One thing I'll maybe just share with you, there's an interesting idea coming out from neuroscience right now that actually says the human brain is nothing more than an energy transmitter or a frequency transmitter, that the brain doesn't produce consciousness. The human brain has evolved to understand consciousness or to process consciousness. We don't, you know, consciousness and just looking at the world in reality is limited to how the level and the evolutionary state of our brain and our mind.
You know, doesn't that make sense? The brain sends a message to your heart and says beat. And
think about the radio. We're on the radio right now. There are radio frequencies and radio waves. Your radio station or your car or your internet, It's not emitting the show. It's just transmitting and receiving the show. The same thing with the human brain. The human brain can pick up all these different frequencies, but right now, most human brains can only process and receive that 1/4 billionth. What this TV show, Touch, is kind of getting at, and there are other shows that are coming out there that are kind of saying this, is that the more we can use our different aspects of our brain, the more we'll begin to turn the dial of our brain to receive greater frequencies and see that everything is interconnected and just see greater states of reality and just pick up on new frequencies of thought.
All right, check out Jay's website. Lots of great food for thought. Wow, that's a great conversation. DrJKumar.com. Living before the hour.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 34.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A rare moment on Capitol Hill, something that both sides could agree on unanimously. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. As she continues to recover from a gunshot wound to the head suffered a little more than a year ago in Tucson, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, the Democrat from Arizona, announced a few days ago she would be stepping down to focus on her recovery. Yesterday, in a very moving scene on the floor of the House of Representatives, Giffords' letter of resignation was read aloud by her friend, Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
My colleagues and staff have worked to make sure my constituents were represented in Congress. But if I can't return, my district deserves to elect a U.S. representative who can give 100% to the job now.
After reading that resignation letter, Congressman Wasserman Schultz talked emotionally about her best friend.
I couldn't prepare anything this morning because I knew that I would not be able to hold it together very long. I am so proud of my friend.
As we said at the top, this is one of those occasions in which there were no partisan politics. Republican Congressman Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, offered these words about Gabrielle Giffords.
Gabby's courage, her strength, and her downright fortitude are an inspiration to all of us and all Americans.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi also praised Giffords as the brightest star Congress has ever seen. The last bill introduced by Congresswoman Giffords was passed by the House. The measure is aimed at curbing the use of ultralight aircraft in drug smuggling. The vote to approve was unanimous, as were the sentiments about a remarkable woman of courage, determination, and strength. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Xavier Davis for SnowCountry.com, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smugs.com today.
Western resorts across the U.S. have picked up quite a bit of snow in the last week, and that is certainly lending a hand, like at Arapahoe Basin, now up close to 30 runs, thanks to over 20 inches of snow in the last week at A Basin. Monarch also in Colorado with 52 runs. That's practically every trail open. Winter Park checks out some fresh snow in the last few days. They have 95 runs. Well, at Telluride, it's 95 trails. Patch powder there as well. Checking out Wolf Creek in southern Colorado. It's over 70 runs with fresh snow in the last 4 days. They have over 40 miles of skiing. Badger Pass in California with about 2 feet in the last couple of days. 10 runs in full operation at Badger Pass. Eastern Mountains still skiing on some warmer days, like at Sunapee, New Hampshire, with about 4 dozen runs. Attitash also in New Hampshire with over 50 trails. January's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Learn more at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
A good day on Wall Street. The market was up. The Dow with an 83-point gain, closing at 12,759 yesterday. S&P up 11. NASDAQ tacking on 32 points. Crude oil prices also up 45 cents a barrel, finishing at $99.40. The head of the Fed, Ben Bernanke, Federal Reserve Chairman, making the announcement that interest rates will stay at historic lows.
The committee decided to keep the target range for the federal funds rate at 0 to 1/4%, and currently anticipates that economic conditions are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels for the federal funds rate, at least until late 2014.
In addition to the federal funds rate staying at 0 to 1/4%, the Fed also said it expects the unemployment rate to fall as the economy expands. The polls show the race to win Florida's upcoming Republican primary is a virtual toss-up, and that makes tonight's debate at the University of North Florida in Jacksonville even more critical. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich atop all the latest polls in Florida, and tonight's debate is the last time all four candidates, Gingrich, Romney, Santorum, and Paul, will be on the stage together before Florida Republicans cast their ballots next Tuesday. Couple of closing notes. First, we learn of the passing of Dick Tufeld at the age of 85. You might not know his name, but if you're old enough, you know the voice.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Yes, the robot from the 60s science fiction TV series Lost in Space, and the man who provided the voice of the robot, all those Danger Will Robinsons, was Dick Tufeld. He also told us in the voice of the robot, that does not compute. And you know something? It still doesn't. And finally, guess what's just around the corner? The annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show at Madison Square Garden, February 13th and 14th, and we can look for some new faces in the ring this year, as the American Kennel Club has officially recognized 6 new breeds that will compete. And they are the American English Coonhound, the Chesky Terrier, the Entley Booker Mountain Dog, the Finnish Laphund, the Norwegian Lundy Hund, and last but not least, the Shalowitz Quintly. Yeah, you'd growl too if you had to spell that one. Starts with an X. Anyway, let's hear it for the 6 new breeds. May you all bark up the right tree. That's a happy group. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible. We'll be right back.